wipe out some of those fires.
Now, at Epping, Carlingford Road and Midson Road, there's traffic lights blocked out. There's a blacked out. There's a power failure.
Okay.
And that's about there is the report. So I believe the Prince's Highway is open again. And what I did hear, the Sussex Inlet Road is closed in both directions. So
yeah,
that's all good. Now, we've got some requests. We're going to play this one, and then we'll do the dodgy song.
So
okay?
what are we playing
Who tonight? Wanted Pink Floyd?
Oh, this is for Graham, one of the Mudbank boys.
Okay. Talking about Pink, how good's Pink?
Oh, I know, donating half a mil.
Half a million to the fire thingo. That's
isn't,
good, isn't it?
Isn't that awesome?
That's good.
Isn't that awesome? And some Australian comedian, I think she's based in Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, was raised heaps.
She's been raising money left, right and centre too.
Yes.
Good on her.
And Nick Kygerios, 200 for every ace he serves.
Yep, yep, yep.
And Ash Barty going to donate her whole prize money, whatever she gets to this next...
From the tennis.
So people are generous, aren't they?
And the cricket team doing the same?
Yeah, yep. The cricketers are doing it. Well, today's test and tonight's match as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the Big Bash is a couple of guys doing it every game.
Yep. So that's
it. That's good.
And awesome. The radio station is doing a collection as well.
Oh.
We're collecting water.
We'll tell you about that next break.
We sure will.
All righty, that's goody. Okay, here's Pink Floyd. Love this.
So do I.
Dodgy song coming up after this. This is Alive 90.5.
I thought you said this was a dodgy song.
Two minutes after seven. Dodgy song, Lord. What the supervisor know?
Nothing.
Thank you.
By far the most freakish thing of all tonight was your pathetic attempt at singing.
That's Pink Floyd from the album Animals.
How good is that, John?
About 77,
I think.
Somewhere around there. And that was Pigs, three different ones.
That's right, yeah.
And with you, that'd make four different
ones. Four different ones, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Scary malaria, isn't it?
Hope you enjoyed that. Haven't played that on the smorgasbord for a long, long, long. Last time I played that was when Mr. Duckworth was here.
That long ago?
Yes. I played it at home, but not here.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Ooh. People may be thinking, you know, like, is that an unusual thing for the smorgasbord to play an 11-minute song? Well, we've done 18-minute songs before today.
We have, because we're the smorgasbord.
Yeah. Not that we do that every single week, but, you know.
No, every double week maybe.
What?
Or every single week. Dodgy song.
Yes, mate. Yeah, what do we got?
Well, it's your select, Madame St. Ange.
Madame St. Ange, I believe she's French. And this is, it's a cover of Help by the Beatles. And I think Madame St. Ange might need help.
Is it better or worse than Mrs. Miller?
Oh.
Or on par?
Yeah, it's on par with Mrs. Miller. It's pretty bad.
Okay.
For those of you that are listening to the Smorgasbord for the first time, we actually do this on purpose. Don't turn off. It only goes for a couple of minutes and we can stop it halfway.
It's just to annoy the
out just
of
a,
you.
Yeah, just to drive you mob crazy, that's all.
Here we are. Oh.
Oui.
Alors, Mme Saint-Ange, les voix sont prêtes. Alors, on commence, c'est ça?
Oui, oui, s'il vous plaît.
Alors, on commence.
Attention, on y va. Attention.
Oui, ma petite fille, à qui j'ai tout donné, qui me fait pleurer. Quand j'étais plus jeune qu'aujourd'hui,
what do you reckon? Does she need help?
That's a French version of Mrs. Miller for sure.
That's bad, isn't it?
That's shock. The French word's longer or something. She seemed to be battling to fit them all in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's a squeezer. A French squeezer, yeah. They used to have a lot of them before the Second World War.
Yes.
But, yeah, then after that, you know.
You know what?
Well, they stopped it. They made it illegal.
Watch out, the doctor, you've outdone him.
Now that's what a dodgy song Should sound like.
Do you have any more, Madame St. Ange?
I think I have. It's pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah, I think I have, John, yeah.
No, that's quite good. Thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed the dodgy song. We certainly did.
Guess what we found, Jono?
Mr. Tony Joe White.
Absolutely, we did. A great loss to the music industry. A great loss.
Yes.
Myself and the supervisor went and saw him several times. Absolutely awesome.
Oh, look, he could just play with laryngitis and you'd still like it. Oh, that's
right,
he did sing with
laryngitis. Yeah. really good musician.
Look, we all have to go sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I still can't get over Andrew, from the Mendels.
Yes, I know. Greedy Smith.
Yeah.
I know.
All righty. Well, the Rooter from Punch from Kingsgrove wanted to hear this, and who else?
One of the blokes from Mudbank.
Mudbank.
I think it might have been Tony. I'll double check. I'll let you know at the end of the song.
You know who you are.
I love this.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called the poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carried home and cook it for supper, cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, that lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I'm losing. Pick my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Got to have me.
Lights, camera, act, diddly doddly doodly, action, Jackson.
The biggest time.
You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try.
No, I wouldn't want to.
Let's go in a harder
fashion! Everybody wants to rev their engine.
The word is out.
Yeah, it's okay. This way.
8 minutes to 8 o'clock. That's Guns N' Roses, Night Train.
Isn't that a rippingly good song?
It is rippingly good, Lord. I agree with you. Before that, we had the Wonder Stuff, 30 Years in the Bathroom.
Look, with all those water restrictions.
I knew you were going to say, oh, look,
you can't spend 30 years in the bathroom. That's just silly.
You might if you had to have a shave with a razor.
Oh, no, that won't be happening.
No, but if you did, you might take that long.
Take it loose that long.
Old Father Christmas himself. Tony Jo, well, you know that Ruta from Kingsgrove sent us a photo of her dancing.
Did she?
In the dining room.
Really?
To Polk Salad Annie. She was wriggling her hips.
Having a wiggle.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tony Joe White will do that to you.
He will indeed. So, I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you enjoyed it, Tone.
I'm sure. I'm very sure.
I didn't think we had that here, but we managed to find it.
Oh, look, we go that extra mile for our listeners, don't we?
Miles are better than kilometres, yeah, that's right.
Still to come, the Lord Pigs movie review, Weekly World News, and In Concert as well, and a 78 rev per minute this week. Each week we play a 78, and it's from 1936.
No way.
Yes, it is, and it's in not bad condition either.
Whom is the 78 this week, Jono?
Mario Lorenzi.
We've played him before, I think.
We have once.
A long time ago.
Yes, not Mario Lanza, but this is Mario Lorenzi.
Yeah, he was his next door neighbour.
Yeah. Oh, at least it wasn't his cousin.
Sister, brother.
Yeah.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Yeah. Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5 are taking the initiative to provide relief to bushfire affected areas. Our aim is to collect 8,000 bottles of water by Saturday the 18th of January. In affected areas, water is running extremely low. Now is the time to step up and stand by our disaster stricken fellow Australians. So, we intend to collect $3,500 and buy about 8,000 bottles of water, and they will be delivered by someone here at the station. Now, the way to get it behind this is if you can distribute water directly to the station. Our address is Building 9, number 92 Seven Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. That's Balcombe Heights, if you're looking on your Google Maps, New South Wales 2153. And you can also put money directly into an account. I do not have those details. You'll have to ring the station during the day for that. Our core values include due diligence, transparency, and serving the community. Upon finishing this fundraising program, the details will be published on our webpage. Thank you very much from Alive 905. This is a community service announcement.
So I wonder if it's big bottles of water or little bottles of water.
That I don't know, John.
There's small bottles in the kitchen already.
Okay. So like your normal bottle of water from the garage.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I suppose if you're buying by the 100 or something, you probably get a discount.
I saw some bloke down some shop down there had a pack of 12 or something, he wanted $44 for it, just taking advantage of people stressful times.
Yeah.
You think you'd be giving them out to the fireys, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, the team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Call today, Dependable Security Group on 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths are part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Supervisor?
Well, back in January last year, in the big fires down in Tasmania, we get our tickets going down in Tasmania, airfares, $38, $40, $50. Well, the Rural Fire Service pays $700 per fireman to get down there.
Oh, rubbish.
No, correct.
It's wrong, isn't it? Isn't that dreadful? So,
a company's profiting off the fires.
$700 each.
That's what I got told by someone who was
Knows, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Isn't that wrong?
$700 to Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't believe that. Sorry.
Isn't that dreadful?
That's an urban myth, surely.
No.
Oh, we got told by someone who's in the RFS.
Yeah, but you get told by someone else and...
Yeah, look, maybe it's an expanded story.
He sent the ticket what was priced on.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Call today, Dependable Security Group on 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths are part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
That means it's time for the pig thought. So just fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen.
This week's Pig Thought. Never copy audience Bill. He is mad. Very mad. That is this week's Pig Thought.
It wasn't much of a thought.
I'm sorry.
Don't copy Lord Pig. He's mad. That is tonight's Pig Thought.
Very good. Gabunka. Who wanted to hear Thin?
Oh, Thin Lizzy. Now, one of the Mudbank blokes wanted to hear some...
Mudbanks?
Yeah, one of the Mudbankians. He wanted to hear some Lizzy. I'll see if I can find who it was. I'll tell you after this.
Thank you. palace chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, dumb a do, dumb a die. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
Yes. Lee.
Hi, and I'm Meryl.
And you're listening to a live local radio station,
90.5.
Get on the bus.